What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We love talking to Mike Florio. He is the editor-in-chief, the creator of Pro Football Talk. And he'll throw out a theory or two along the way. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Mike, thanks for joining us on Rahimi and Harris on The Score. You can see him on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Hey, Mike.
Great to see you as always. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you. So, fun with headlines for you. I did not expect to see this one today. Bengals Joe Burrow says, home burglary altered Batmobile plans. As they might really tend to do.
Yeah, that's something. Yeah, I would have bought that Batmobile, but for the fact that they broke into my house. And this is one of the compelling storylines of the new season of quarterback. The second time they've done quarterback. Last year, they couldn't get enough or any quarterbacks to do it. But it's Burrow, Jared Goff, and Kirk Cousins for the second time this year. And Burrow's house got broken into while he was playing a Monday night game against the Dallas Cowboys. And it's a great inside look of how he found out about it. And he was thinking about buying a Batmobile, but he decided to take a step back at the time. And this is the balance that I think every pro athlete has to try to strike. And you can tell Burrow's not very comfortable with where he's at from the standpoint of having his life out there. But when you are one of the most prominent players in the NFL, one of the highest paid in the NFL, a guy who's been to a Super Bowl, a guy who's very charismatic and goes to Fashion Week in Paris, you're going to draw attention. And you can never have that attention on your own terms. That's the Aaron Rodgers dynamic. Hey, everybody, look at me. What the hell are you looking at? And I think Joe Burrow understands he can't pick and choose the attention he gets, but there's a certain amount of it that's unavoidable given the status he now enjoys.
I do want to follow up, though, because I know we giggle at the concepts of luxury here, but that is a very traumatizing thing. To get burglarized and you are a target when it comes to just what you said. I understand why. I think any athlete can really, or famous person, as we've seen with like Kim Kardashian, for example, can learn a lesson when it comes to knowing that that piece of it is a possibility. It will affect you.
Oh, absolutely. The idea that your space has been invaded, your life has been invaded, strangers have been into your home, have broken into your home, have taken your things. And in the moment that he first finds out about it, he doesn't know what's going to be there when he gets home. There may be nothing left for all he knows. I mean, it ended up being expensive jewelry, and that's what that crime ring was doing. They were smashing and grabbing. They were getting in, getting out quickly, getting the expensive stuff and going. But yeah, it's and you know, he explains away in one of the episodes, well, you know, it's all covered by insurance, but still there's an emotional and psychological trauma that comes from knowing that someone was in your house who shouldn't have been in your house, and that person was there for nefarious purposes.
I look at what we talked about last week, Mike, with that mega bill that was just passed and now signed into law by Donald Trump, and the gambling portion of that. Now I understand, according to something that you wrote yesterday, that they're already introducing legislation which would negate the fact that your losses are now taxed at a rate which doesn't make any sense from a practical standpoint for sports gamblers.
This is such a weird thing. And look, if people want to get mad because they interpret this as a political comment, I don't care. It's a comment about the political system. When you put a 940-page bill through that has a bunch of different provisions crammed into it, yeah, you're going to put some stuff through that maybe you wouldn't have voted yes for. And that's why they did it. Let's overwhelm the system with all of these provisions, because individually, you know, this one might fail, that one might fail. This way we get everything we want in one fell swoop. And now they're doing the cleanup on aisle five because they're like, oh, wait a minute. We didn't really mean for that to happen. So there's new legislation now to undo this. And I don't know who lobbied for this. I don't know who wanted this. I don't know what the purpose of it is. But, you know, if I bet $100 gambling and I lose $100 gambling, it's a wash. Why am I limited to 90% of my losses when it's time to figure out how much money I made? So, you know, to multiply it out to a more reasonable number, 100,000 in losses for a year by a professional gambler, 100,000 in wins, that's not zero income. That's $10,000 in income from money you didn't actually make, because every dollar you won was offset by a dollar you lost. But by limiting the deduction to 90% of the losses, it makes no sense. And now they're moving forward to try to fix the thing that probably never should have been in there in the first place.
I don't know if you've been following the law that was just passed in California, but they're trying to basically say you can't do fantasy sports anymore in California. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, the Attorney General has an opinion that the governor disagrees with, and I think it relates to how the law that currently exists is going to be enforced. And I remember that debate from years ago before the Supreme Court opened the floodgates for legalized gambling. The whole question of whether fantasy football is a game of chance or a game of skill. And if it's skill, it's legal for money. And if it's chance, it's not. And that was a whole thing that, you know, the interpretations by the various states allowed the DraftKings and FanDuels of the world to tremendously profit from these fantasy games. Remember, the first explosion of ads that drove everyone crazy was several years before the Supreme Court allowed sports betting in any state that wants it. It was the explosion of fantasy and daily fantasy for money because the law in the books was being interpreted as allowing it as a game of skill. Well, now all of a sudden, California, which has no legalized gambling, they're calling it a game of chance, at least the Attorney General is, and it's going to set up for some interesting maneuverings, because you're talking about, you know, a ton of money in a state that big.
The segment with Mike Florio is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. There's a story also that came out earlier today, Mike, about the status of Tampa Bay Buccaneers tackle Tristan Wirfs. Sources confirming to ESPN that he's expected to miss the regular season, at least the beginning of it, because of a knee injury, and he might be placed on the PUP list. What do you think this does for the Buccaneers? Because he's crucial to that team.
Oh, absolutely crucial. And look, this is one of the realities of all the time we spend in the offseason talking about who got better, who got worse, who's closed the gap with whoever they were chasing, who's the most talented team, who's not. Injuries don't get factored into that conversation, even though injuries are going to happen. We know they're going to happen. It's just a question of who they happen to, when they happen, how long they miss, and how good or not good the replacement player is. So now the Buccaneers, who quietly have one of the most talented teams in the entire league and are in position, you know, they've made it to the divisional round in recent years. They lost in the wild card round to the Commanders last year, but they won four straight division titles. The year they didn't win the division, they won the Super Bowl. They've had an incredible five-year run. This guy's one of the best tackles in the entire league. So they're going to have to scramble now, and at least they know that they've got to come up with a replacement for Tristan Wirfs. into the regular season, quite possibly. But the reality is, once we get to training camp, the preseason, the regular season, guys are going to start dropping. And the better the player, the bigger the problem it's going to be for the team. And it really is a war of attrition. And the healthier teams, the good teams that stay healthy, they're far more likely to get a good playoff seed and set themselves up for success in the postseason.
Mike, I'm really curious as to your thoughts, because we just had the first 15 players released of this year's NFL Top 100. And we got a long ways to go. It'll be, you know, another month before you get all the way to number one. But last year, the Bears only had two players on that list. Montez Sweat, I don't think he'll be back. And then a guy that doesn't have a job right now, Keenan Allen, who is their highest rated player. I don't see the Bears getting any players in this year. How seriously do players take this when they're filling out these surveys, voting for their top 20 players in the NFL? And how seriously should we take the results of it?
Well, I don't think we should take it seriously at all. And they basically relegated the thing to Twitter X right now. They don't even put it on NFL Network anymore. And, you know, they can say whatever they want. They want to enhance engagement, whatever. I think it's significant only when I see an outcome that is curious, like Tua Tagovailoa making it into the top 100, even though he only played 11 games last year and finished 21st among all quarterbacks in passing yardage. Like, there better be a lot of quarterbacks on that list, along with Tua, for him to justify being at number 91. But all we know about the process is what you said. They ask players to list their top 20 players, and then they take that top 20 and they turn it into the list of top 100. We don't know which players. We don't know when they're asked to do it. At some point during the prior regular season. Is it early? Is it late? We don't know how seriously they take it. We don't know how quickly. We don't know where they are when they do it. We don't know if they write it up, if they text it. And we don't know anything about it other than some number of players provide their top 20 players in the NFL. And when you think about it, like any of us, if we're going to come up with our top 20 players, we're going to miss a lot of guys. And there's going to be just some guys in the margins, picks number 16 through 20, who get mentioned on a few ballots here or there that end up getting in the top 100. So the whole thing has always been strange to me. I don't like the voting process. I don't like the lack of transparency. And I only pay attention to it, again, when there's an outcome that makes me say, boy, that even by these standards, that's an unusual outcome.
Mike, what do you think about the fact that Keenan Allen doesn't have a job yet?
Well, he's out there with Amari Cooper. I think there's some other veteran receivers. You know, as we get closer to training camp, we'll see if and when there's a contract offer. If you're not going to get, and I think every player who once got paid at or near the top of the market for his position has to go through this five stages of grief where he recognizes, I'm still doing the same job I've always done, but I'm getting paid like 10% of what I used to make. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to be in the offseason program, and I'm not going to show up for the start of training camp, and I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait. That may be part of it. And it may just be that for teams out there that think they are set with younger, cheaper receivers, they get an injury and then all of a sudden Keenan Allen's phone rings. But I think he'll end up somewhere. I think Cooper will end up somewhere. It's just a question of whether it's right out of the gates for camp or after somebody gets injured deeper into the process.
I also was entertained by I guess it's because of the job that we do. The story about the radio host in Kansas City who body shamed Patrick Mahomes. And it's funny because Caleb Williams is on record speaking, I believe it was on the St. Brown Brothers podcast, talking about how you need to be heavier than an Adonis body to play quarterback because of the hits you take. So Kevin Keats,
I remember the year that Brett Favre lost like 20 pounds. And even though he never missed a game, there were comments by him during that season that, you know, it hurts a little bit more when you're thinner. It's a natural coat of armor that you have. And none of these great quarterbacks are going to win a Mr. Universe contest. That's not what they're trying to do. They're trying to prepare their bodies to deal with the fact that they're being chased around by very large and strong and fast men, and they need to elude them. And Patrick Mahomes has never failed to answer the bell. I don't care what he looks like with his shirt off. I care what he does with his shirt on and his helmet and his shoulder pads.
I think that's fair. Looking towards training camp, which we're a lot closer than I guess we want to even imagine, because some teams are starting up a couple of weeks from now or even shorter. What is the number one thing you are looking forward to once camp breaks for all 32 teams? Like, where are your eyes immediately just naturally going?
Oh, well, you know, we've got hotspots where it comes to potential holdouts and contract issues, whether it's TJ Watt in Pittsburgh, Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati, Shamar Stewart in Cincinnati, James Cook in Buffalo, Terry McLaurin in Washington. And I'm probably missing some guys, but there are some unresolved contractual issues that could make news. Hell, Micah Parsons in Dallas, that's the big one, because we know what the Dallas Cowboys do. They drag their feet as long as they can, and I think they do it. So they'll be the first one that we talk about every day, every show, every decision made. Item one, Cowboys and Micah Parsons. So I think that drama is going to last for much of August for the Cowboys and for plenty of other teams.
Should we still be keeping an eye, Mike, on what happens with Trey Hendrickson and where that is, speaking of all of this?
Yes, absolutely. Because, look, the Bengals have a number that they put out there. I've heard it's in the neighborhood of $28 million per year. He wants a lot more than that. Will he hold out? Will he hold in? Jamar Chase held in last year, and one of the things that wasn't well known, they did fine him for not practicing. You know, the Bengals just don't care. That was a point I made back in May when it seemed obvious Trey Hendrickson was going to skip the mandatory minicamp. The Bengals just don't care. They're not going to blink. Carson Palmer decided he'd had enough. They said, fine, sit home. We'll keep your money. If Trey Hendrickson wants to stay home, he'll be Hassan Reddick of last year. Reddick sat out all the training camp into the regular season. He lost millions of dollars that he's never going to get back. And he finally showed up with some face-saving contract with the Jets. It's not going to cause the Bengals to cave. You withhold services to get the team to cave. Some teams will cave. Some teams won't. The Bengals will not cave. That just raises the stakes for Hendrickson.
I agree. And then we are having Ndamukong Suh on next because he's started a podcast talking about finances and I think trying to help athletes and just other people see the world a little differently with more financial knowledge. If you had to ask him a question, what would you ask?
Oh, which stock should I buy right now? I mean, I may have to stay on the line and hear if he has any good tips. I mean, he hangs out with Warren Buffett, so he's doing it the right way. You know, so many guys, when they get life-changing money, and I would have done the same thing at that age because I grew up as close to the line between middle class and low class as possible. And so anytime I had money, I spent it. And I think guys who, you know, it burns a hole through their pocket because they're used to getting by with nothing. So when all of a sudden you have something, that is a burden. That is an obligation. What are you going to do with that money? How do you put that money to work? Do you bury it in the ground or do you burn it away or do you find a way to make that money make money for you? And Sue's always been at the cutting edge of doing that and trying to get guys to understand the obligation that comes with having that kind of money.
Yeah, the phrase I always think of is follow your effort, not your passion. And I feel like Sue has done that in his career.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's good for him that he's trying to get people to understand it because it's the kind of thing that I know for me, it makes my brain lock up. And it's really not that complicated. You have to be willing to take some risk, but it's a way. Anytime you can make money while you're sleeping, you're doing good things with your money.
Yes, that won't happen for me anytime soon. Mike Florio, thank you so much. As always, we appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you. Have a great week.
Thanks, Mike.
That was Mike Florio, the editor and creator of Pro Football Talk. Always, always having NFL news to discuss. And I was curious to know if he had a question for him. So I guess we got to ask it, right?
Yeah. What stock should we be looking at? Tell me right now. And if you're wrong, I'm going to be really mad.
I'm a mutual funds girl myself. I don't mess around with individual stocks. But the man himself will talk to us about that and a lot more. That's right. The great Ndamukong Suh next here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mahomes is just hammered by Ndamukong Suh.
Butler and the Bears take over from the 26. Pressured by Sue. Got an arm on him and brought him down. Ndamukong Suh throws Butler in the ground and he's shaken up. Slow to get up. This is a much bigger concern as Butler thrown to the ground by Suh.
Butler rolling and looking. What a run, and he got hit hard. Flag on the play. And Ndamukong Suh gave him a forearm to the back.
Going to have to do, well, he gets stepped on right at the end of that play.
Twice he gets stepped on. That's Sue.
It hasn't been cordial over the years between me and Sue. You know, we've had some battles over the years. Frozen feet and didn't realize he was stepping on my calf. He's also played his own way, and that leads to some interesting conversations throughout the years.
I just refuse to kind of play a different way and kind of play with the rules. And I play within the rules, but I was still very aggressive and to the line. So why would I stop that?
Give a warm welcome to Detroit Lions superstar, Ndamukong Suh.
That's how you bring him in. We go to the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. This is Raheemi and Harris on the Score, and we get to talk to 13-year NFL defensive tackle, three-time first-team All-Pro, Super Bowl 55 champion, and the host of a new podcast called No Free Lunch, the man, the myth, the legend, the Nebraska Cornhusker, Ndamukong Suh. Thanks for joining us here on the Score.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to join you guys and have this lovely conversation.
And you called in early to our new Twitch chat. You can see him as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. The man was early today.
Well, the thing is, if you know his story, you know he's usually going to be early when it's important. He's obviously promoting this podcast, which he's proud of, and he wants to get off and get as many subscribers as possible. And Dominic, I was reading about how you got an introduction through your former college head coach to Warren Buffett, because you were right there playing at Nebraska, and you show up 2 hours early to his office to make sure that you made a good impression. Explain your thought process behind that and why that meeting was so critical for you.
Man, I love this question, because I think one thing that athletes and entertainers and a lot of people that are, most of the time people are moving on their schedule versus understanding what the real world is all about. And this is part of the podcast at No Free Lunch, is just understanding us as athletes, we're very blessed to have the successes that we've had. But at the end of the day, we have to grow out and be more advantageous of saying, hey, when you show up ready to go, be able to go into that board meeting room, be able to go into that meeting and talk the talk and be able to have that language, not have there be a language barrier from that standpoint. And I find it is ultimate respect when you show up on time, whether it's 5 minutes for a meeting or 2 hours in that case, where Warren Buffett was who I was meeting with. And thank God I was fortunate enough to Tom Osborne, who was our AD at the time, former Nebraska coach, that led me to be able to have that relationship.
What were your takeaways from that meeting?
Patience was probably the biggest lesson I've learned from Mr. Buffett over the years. And I mean, we've known each other now going on 15 years. And I was most recently at the Berkshire Hathaway meeting, seeing, got to sit in the manager section and with all the other great people that helped him build that company in Berkshire, to see that announcement of him kind of stepping down and passing the torch to Mr. Abel. So there's a lot of great things that I've learned from him, but I would say patience and consistency is probably the two most important pieces I always lives with me.
First of all, Omaha, underrated city in this country. And I know a lot of that has to do with all the wealth that is around there because of Berkshire Hathaway. But I loved my time there when I was there covering the NCAA tournament. But I want to talk about this podcast and why this has become a priority for you, why you wanted to get into this space. Because we see athletes starting podcasts all the time, but it usually has to do with the sport they played in or sports in general. That's, everybody wants to be a talking head. This seems like it's very different.
Yeah, it is very, very much so different. And you're very right. A lot of athletes, entertainers, and people have gotten into the podcasting world because, one, it's great. You have your own platform. You're able to express unfiltered, unbiased communication to your fans and people in the world. And I really wanted to be able to lean into that to myself, but take it in a little bit different shape and focus, and really just having No Free Lunch be focused on really just financial freedom, education, all the learnings that I've been able to be around from all the amazing mentors, as you mentioned, Warren Buffett, whether it's Joe Moglia, Gary Shiffman, Jay Brown, all these different amazing mentors and all these lessons that I've learned. And even the most recent episode of different tidbits of the successes of like Larry Miller, starting from coming out of jail and having multiple times of trials and tribulations. And now he's running one of the most successful companies and the second largest shoe company in the world, in the Jordan brand, that I'm fortunate enough to be obviously a partner of. So it's very exciting to be able to have those conversations and share those tidbits and knowledge with people on an everyday basis. And twice a week is what I'm excited about doing versus just talking about sports. I'll have my time to talk about sports later on in my career.
Well, we also talked to you about sports, as you know. I know you did an AMA as well, a Reddit Ask Me Anything, as we talked to Ndamukong Suh here on Rahimi and Harris on The Score about his podcast, No Free Lunch. Mark Cuban says, follow your effort, not your passion. And I feel like you touch on that as to why you were inspired to have this podcast. I was reading a story about why you decided to have it. And when you talk about how you were very interested in the contract process and you paid attention, how do you think that helped kind of shape what you thought you were going to do once your career was over?
It shaped a lot of it. I've always wanted to be known more successful off the field than on the field. And a little story for you guys, Detroit, in my opinion, when I first came out, really gave me the short end of the stick. I should have been paid more than Matthew Stafford because I was the next first round pick for them coming out in the draft. And I felt like I was going to be a cornerstone for them, but they didn't value me enough to say, hey, I want to be able to, you're not going to be paid more than our quarterback. And I said, fine, what I'll do is I will prove you guys right. Or wrong, excuse me, that I, at the end of the day, deserve to be considered one of the cornerstones like Calvin and all the other great players and Dominic Raiola and all those different guys. And when it came time in year five of my contract ended, they let me go to free agency and they didn't want to match it. And so I was fortunate enough to go down there to Miami with Stephen Ross and that amazing group. And actually now your guys' new head coach and Ben Johnson was down there with me in Miami.
Well, and we wanted to ask you about your impressions of Ben Johnson. You know, what can we expect to see here in Chicago?
I mean, I think the proof is in the pudding. He's done an amazing job, not only from the time when he was down there with me as quarterbacks coach and tight ends coach and wide receivers coach throughout the years in Miami, but has translated that into taking Jared Goff, who's a great quarterback, who I was fortunate enough to get to a Super Bowl with when we were together in L.A., and done the amazing things of taking that team and organization, turning it around in Detroit. And now I think he's going to be able to help Caleb get to his promised land. So I'm excited to watch those guys. And I've always loved the city of Chicago and wish I could have played there, but maybe one of my boys, once they get of age, can take that role in my hands.
There's a lot of nice offices here. You could set up shop with the new podcast. There's a lot of finance guys, as you know. I feel like you could fit in this next chapter.
No, there's no question about that. One guy I give a shout out to is John Rogers with Aerial Capital. I mean, those guys, him and Melody Hobson, have done an amazing job. I was just in Chicago maybe about 2 months ago meeting with them. So a lot of great, very sharp people that live in Chicago. So I look forward to visiting that city more.
Ndamukong Suh, the 13-year NFL defensive tackle, three-time first-team All-Pro, joining us here on Raheem and Harris, breaking down how the sharpest minds in sports manage their money on his new podcast, No Free Lunch. You can get that wherever you get your podcast. Ndamukong, it's been a few years since you played in the NFL now, your last year, 2022, with the Philadelphia Eagles. How much do you pay attention to football now that you are removed from it?
I play a good amount. I pay attention to a good amount, not only because I work with Sky Sports during the season. I'm usually over in London for the month of October for all the games. And when I announced the Super Bowl this past year in New Orleans for them. So I'm still in and around, not as much as everyday people or for yourself being involved in Chicago and the Bears. But I still spend some time and I try and mentor guys here and there that I see great value in and really hardworking folks.
Who are you paying attention to this season as the season starts and who do you like? And I ask that with this in mind. I love the idea of Aaron Rodgers on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay. Yep. Aaron Rodgers, I mean, we'll start there. So I think, funny enough, I think potentially on paper, the Steelers have one of the best secondaries. I know they got rid of Micah, but they replaced him in quote unquote with Ramsey for a quality player. And then Darius Slay, a former teammate who was with me and just won a Super Bowl in Philly. I mean, that's a great pickup. And then, I mean, they had the trade for, I'm drawing a blank on his name right now, but coming from Seattle. But ultimately, I think there's a lot of great players. I mean, Justin Madubuike from a defensive perspective, they got to pay TJ Watt. Talking about the Steelers again, I mean, they'd be behoove themselves not to give that man all the money in the world for what he's been able to do over the years for them. So there's a lot of interesting pieces, but again, it's all on paper right now. So you got to get through camp, get through hopefully not having any injuries and get to week one and see what you can do.
Yeah, DK Metcalf.
Yeah, DK Metcalf, excuse me. Yeah,
no.
I don't know. I'm drawing a blank on his name.
You're trying to keep track of finances. You're trying to keep track of markets. You're trying to keep track of football. That's a lot of mental scaffolding, as they like to say, as we continue to talk to Ndamukong Suh, who has created a new podcast called No Free Lunch. Of course, we want to ask somebody whose job was to wreck shop when it came to offensive game plans. What also you might think of Caleb Williams and just his future, not just with the Bears from a playing standpoint, but knowing that he is similar to you in the financial aspect of this. You know, I know there was talk about him getting paid as an LLC, for example. He started up a fund as well. What do you think of him both on the field and then also off the field, akin to what you're doing right now?
No, I love it, to be honest with you. And I know his coaches are probably cringing with me saying this, but at the end of the day, let the young man continue to blossom and grow outside of sports. The reason being is because they will soon realize that him being able to take his mind off of football, but also still being able to be focused, will only make him sharper when it comes to playing football at a high level. That's what helped me as an individual. If I didn't have all the other ancillary things that I was doing outside of football, I would have been bored out of my mind sitting in meetings, watching film. But I found a process and oriented myself to be able to complete and be prepared for every single Sunday or Monday whenever we were playing. And then I spent my other time focusing on all these business endeavors that I wanted to be, whether that was sitting with, again, Warren for meetings or General Atlantic or Andreessen Horowitz or Marcy Venture Partners from a fund perspective, building my own development company over the last 10 years with my father and a close family friend that owns a $1 billion construction company here in Portland. So those things allowed me to be great in football and play at a long period of time, but also create generational wealth for my kids and my family. And then also helping, you talk about wanting to help your friends and family and finding jobs, well, help me go start this business and run and operate this business versus just being on my payroll.
We know that the NFL stands for not for long for so many people. You are blessed to play for 13 years. Now that you're done, I have to ask you, what's your best piece of financial advice for us, just the common people? I asked this and also want to fold in Mike Florio, we just had on from Pro Football Talk. He said, ask him what stock he should buy.
I'm not a huge stock picker, but if I were to pick one for you guys, I mean, I think Nike is an amazing organization and they're going to continue to grow. Elliott Hills, who's a close family friend of mine, and actually I was fortunate enough, he allowed me to, one, we had a deal. He gave me a parking spot and so I could be and then I, at the same time, I was an intern with him in 2012 when he was running North America, but now he's running the entire company. So if I would pick one stock, that would be one in Nike. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I think it's being able to be smart and understand, one, get the education and what you want to get involved in. And then once you understand that, then go full force and don't be afraid to dive fully into it.
And of course, we also want to ask you what your memories are about playing against the Bears with the various teams that you were with in the league.
I think my most memorable moments was beating up on Jay Cutler. and then he became my teammate down in Miami, and we actually became good friends. I wish Aaron Rodgers and I had an opportunity to play on the same team. Maybe he would understand me a little bit better of why I was giving him a hard time all the time over our years. But overall, I mean, Chicago again. I mean, it was, even though they were a rival when I was playing in Detroit and really any other team when I was playing against them, I've always loved walking in and around that city, even till this day. I was there this last May for my little sister's graduation from Loyola, getting her PhD, and just people just show so much love and respect for me. So I've got a ton of love for the city of Chicago and wish them the best. And hopefully they can get a championship under Caleb and Ben Johnson sometime soon.
Well, first, congratulations to your sister. And then secondly, how did that go? Were you and Jay end up being cool? Like, what was that initial conversation like to the end product?
It's funny because, one, I think he was a little nervous just to meet.
Well, yeah.
they have their preconceived notions of me, but I actually set up a dinner for me, him, and Jarvis Landry. We had dinner right before camp started, and just I wanted to break the ice, and this is part of growth from my perspective as being a leader, and I was obviously there before him and trying to help turn that organization around. And so, I mean, we just broke bread, had some wine, enjoyed each other, got to know each other. And I mean, it was probably one of our best seasons down there. And it was a lot of fun. I think he's a great human being and I got a lot of respect for him.
Love that. This has been such a great conversation. Ndamukong Suh, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much, Ndamukong. We really appreciate it. And good luck with this new podcast. Excited to take a listen and see what you have to say to all of us on the No Free Lunch podcast that you have started up, talking about financial literacy for all.
And Warren Buffett preaching patience. Yes. Thank you so much, Ndamukong, for the time and for the extended conversation.
No problem. Appreciate you guys. And hopefully I'll see you guys sometime soon in person.
That would be fantastic.
Let us know when you come into Chicago.
Yeah, and we can all, at least somebody get him an office so he can hang out here and do some financial work as well. Thank you just so much to Ndamukong Suh. A pleasant conversation, and I really want to check out that podcast. He's right. Time in the market is greater than timing the market. That's a Warren Buffett advice piece too, you know.
The icebreaker story is hilarious. Because, amazing. Yeah, they preconceived notions from when you tried to kill them on the field. That's what I was thinking when he said it, right?
Who knew that the time in Miami with Jay Cutler and Ndamukong Suh would be that fun? Robbie's over here pumping his fist because I know you loved him on the Lions. So I covered the Big 12 when everybody had a game plan for him. And when that conversation was going on, the respect was given. You know what I mean?
Yeah, going and like making the open for him and seeing how he would just maul people. And poor Jay Cutler, he just would destroy Jay Cutler like anybody. I felt bad, but that was an awesome moment. 15-year-old me would have been happy.
Dang, I feel like we've missed an opportunity for him to be a Bear. I feel like that would have been an incredible heel turn for the Lions, but face turn for people here.
Not the first time we missed an opportunity for someone to become a Bear, so yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to count all those times. I don't even know where to begin with that. We've got halftime coming up next. We break briefly here on Rahimi and Harris on the Score.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
If you missed our Ndamukong Suh interview, you should go back and listen because that was incredibly insightful. It just happened here in Rahimi and Harris on The Score. You can go back and listen on the Rewind feature on the Odyssey app. We also spent the first two segments talking about the Cubs game against the Minnesota Twins yesterday. Put some dirt on it and everybody get back out there.
Yeah, we can just go ahead and put that one in the rearview mirror.
Just out-dinger the dingers that you saw fly by you.
They had a dinger. Singular.
Singular. Yes, they did. So we discussed that. We talked about what the Brewers are doing and what they could do at the trade deadline, and that was scary. We also talked to Mike Florio, and we got a question asked of Ndamukong Suh of Mike Florio. Yeah, don't be picking individual stocks, although Ndamukong recommended Nike. So there you have it.
It's halftime.
And I think we have a little bit of breaking news, do we not?
Yes, it is breaking news. Yes, yes, yes. Breaking news on The Score brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories.
Yo, Robbie, that sounded like Robbie. Wildfire was about to shoot people with lasers.
It is not 1995, but I appreciate that. Is that? It's giving a current affair.
It's the classic Score breaking news music. Bringing it back.
Okay, so that's good. So we've got that going for us, which is nice. Robbie, you're the one who first saw the information. I feel like this is a group project.
Tell the bat behind the scenes story and build up to the answer?
Yes, let's story tell.
So every morning, we have a production meeting at 9 o'clock, and we go over the show, and we always have more than five on it questions, but we whittle it down to five. One of the questions which I presented was based on the fact that Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is very rich. He got a $285 million max, $71.1 million per year, I believe. Highest paid athlete in North American sports. That's what SGA is, rightfully so. And you've got him for his prime. This is how it's supposed to work with contracts. And so he also got shown as the cover boy for the new NBA 2K. And so I asked, who will be the next Chicago athlete to be on the cover of a video game? And the obvious answer from one Robbie Triano is Caleb. What are you talking about?
Man, I was it's like, gotta be Caleb.
I said, are you sure it's not PCA based on the way he's playing and how exciting his game is? But I really just said that to throw everybody else off the scent because I had someone in mind because I know they do alternate covers for certain games. And this is the game I was thinking of. And we have a new cover athlete. Tell them who it is, Layla.
It is Angel Reese. The WNBA posted this on Twitter. She's got next. She is on the cover of NBA 2K26. Angel Reese is your NBA 2K26 WNBA edition cover athlete. You can pre-order it at the link in the bio. And then there's more. It's almost like they planned this or something. Angel Reese, part of Team Reebok, Team Shaq, as we have discussed. You saw the pitch to Modest Bouzelis as part of a discussion we had last week. She's got a new pair of shoes. Just a kid from Baltimore turning dreams into reality and hoping I can inspire young women and men everywhere to do the same. Diamond Dust. And the shoes are a really cool pair of Reeboks. The most brilliant diamonds take pressure, she says, polish, and time. Reebok is back. And the diamonds are shining brighter than ever. I like them. They look good. But I have a pair of Reeboks that I wear sometimes right now. They're the Zigs. These are like a pearlescent, iridescent kind of shoe. I need to look into these.
They're not the aerobic shoes with the two straps at the top?
I had those too.
You did have those?
Yeah, and I had the Reebok cheerleading shoes back in the day.
Anyway, it's interesting because Angel Reese
Let me get away from that note as soon as possible.
It's on the cover. You know, that means other players in the WNBA are not on the cover, not naming any names. I'm just saying other players are not on the cover. So the discourse, I'm sure, will be very civil on social media about this.
Incredibly other WNBA civil, players? Especially on Facebook.
As in, she was the one who was named. That means other stars did not get the opportunity to be the cover athlete this season.
Hey, and you know also how I told you guys about my rage walk to work today?
Yes.
Because I was a bridge is down. B, I was thinking about like all these other different aspects of sports that I wanted to talk about with you guys. Okay, rebounds in the post as a women's basketball player are the best way to score. They give your team the best chance to score. Scoring the post and shooting from three is the essence of the game.
I want to point out,
I just want to mention that. Like, rebounds are a good thing.
Six straight games with at least 15 rebounds. She had 22 and 15 last night, and she's been much better from the field of late. They did lose the game to the Washington Mystics.
Also,
81-79.
If you like someone else, you can just cheer for them.
Yes. You don't have to hate on other players to make your players seem greater.
No, that's a whole concept. You know, just because we're promoting somebody in discussion doesn't mean we're putting anybody else down necessarily.
Like I said,
the two are not interconnected.
The discourse,
yeah, it's not like people
good.
are dribbling the basketball at the same time together.
Yeah, but
there's four hands to take the three. No, there's only two hands.
I like the idea that Angel Reese had 15 rebounds last night. Only two of them were offensive, so I don't know if they were rebounds or not.
But also, I need more offensive rebounds out of practically every WNBA team. I just thought I would throw that out there.
She's an all-star.
I need offensive rebounds out of NBA teams.
And she's going Bulls. To be in the all-star game. Two-time all-star now, Angel Reese. And cover girl. She's also been on the cover of Vogue already. Like, what's Angel Reese not doing? You know, you can hate on her all you want, but this is real life.
Paris also, Fashion Week, you know?
There's room for everyone. That's also kind of the point
here. Just not on the cover of the WNBA 2K.
Ooh.
I'm just saying.
Snap. But congratulations to Angel Reese. Well deserved, and I think it's cool that they broke the shoe announcement as well. So we have five on it next. That was going to be one of our questions, but we have a lot of other pressing matters to get
we
to.
We really do.
Not just Cubs related. Bears related.
White Sox.
Sox related. And a question you need to ask of yourself. That's next.
The me bound. I still giggle when I say it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.